there, boys and girls. You're just in time for our Children's Bible Club meeting. We're so glad to have you join us. I'm Aunt Carolyn, and I'm here with a letter from one of our listeners and with a Bible story you won't want to miss. And our choir is here, and you can sing with them, too. We will be one big choir for the Lord as boys and girls join us from the Caribbean to the Pacific to many states here in the USA. All right. Let's all sing together now. Choir for that good singing. Bible clubbers, we appreciate the letters you write and are careful to read every one. I wish we had time to read all of them on the air, but time just won't allow it. Here's one, though, you'd like to hear. Dear Aunt Carolyn, greetings to you and the choir in Jesus' name. I listened to you over Radio Lighthouse in Antigua. While I was listening, you said you'll send a storybook to anyone who desires one, so please send me one. Thank you. I'm 8 years old. Well, we're surely glad to get that letter from Antigua, and we hope that your letter will be in the mailbag this week. If you like to get mail, you know you have to write a letter to receive a return letter. That's old advice, but it works. So just write to Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572. And now, here's the choir again.
Myself.
placed Adam and Eve in the perfect place to live, the Garden of Eden. The animals were all peaceful. There were no poisonous plants or weeds or thorns. No sign said, keep out or keep off the grass. They had complete liberty, except for one thing. In the middle of Eden were two special trees. One was the tree of life. Whoever ate of that tree would live forever. There was also the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God put that tree off limits. Of it, God commanded, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. God gave a command and a sure penalty if they disobeyed. But with all else they had, they surely wouldn't miss one fruit. Life was wonderful, and every evening God joined them for fellowship. How special it was to walk with the God who had made them. Then something terrible happened that just ruined everything. Oh, how could this have happened? Well, you see, Satan was an angel who rebelled against God and had to be put out of heaven. In his bitter hatred, he determined to do everything possible to oppose and destroy the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, this was his chance. The serpent was a beautiful animal. One day, Satan, in his cruelty, entered into the lovely snake to beguile Eve as she admired the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. As if he genuinely cared, Satan subtly asked, has God said you cannot eat of the fruit of that tree? Eve quickly replied, and even added to God's word, no, we can't eat it. We can't even touch it. Satan pressed on. Oh, you won't really die. God knows that if you eat of that tree, you'll be wise like gods. And Satan made Eve doubt God's word and love. He appealed to her pride. He made her think how smart she would be if she had that forbidden fruit. Eve listened, and instead of turning from Satan, she walked right into his trap. She yielded to his wicked temptation and took of the fruit. Then, like many who do wrong, she didn't want to be in trouble alone, so she enticed Adam. Instead of rejecting the fruit and leading Eve away, Adam also yielded and ate it. Oh, the devil's evil scheme had worked. God's creatures had disobeyed him. What glee! What victory for the devil! When Adam and Eve saw that they were naked, they quickly made flimsy clothes out of fig leaves and ran and hid. Those two who had been innocent and happy now were ashamed and afraid. Now they dreaded for evening to come. God kept his appointment, though, but Adam and Eve were nowhere to be found. God called, Adam, where are you? Now God knew exactly where they were, but he wanted them to reveal it. What have you done? Again, God knew what they had done, but they had to admit it if he was to help them. Have you eaten of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? And for the first time in fear, Adam faced the searching eye of God, and the story spilled out. But not exactly as it really happened. Each told the story his own way. Each blamed the sin on somebody else. Adam blamed God for the woman you gave me, and on Eve, she gave me and I did eat. Eve blamed the serpent. He gave me and I did eat. Now reality set in. The devil had lied and said if they ate the fruit, they would not really die. But immediately they did die spiritually. They were cut off from God, and the seed of death entered their bodies. Now sin and the devil would control their lives. God pronounced a terrible curse for their disobedience. Man would have to sweat and toil to earn a living. Woman would have to obey and be under her husband's control and would always have pain and suffering when her children were born. Even the serpent had to suffer for being used by Satan. he would lose his upright grace and beauty and have to slither on his belly through the dirt. People would fear and despise him instead of thinking he was beautiful as before. Disaster fell that day, and the results are still with us. Because of the first man's sin, we were born sinners. You may think that's not fair. Well, just as you were born with the genes and traits of your father and grandfather, you also have the seed of sin from our very first father, Adam. God's judgment of toil and pain seemed harsh, but really, God was merciful to implant reminders of our sin so we would realize how much we need a Savior. Do you realize that you are a sinner? That every act of disobedience, lying, unkind words, and every sin is against the Holy God? Every sinful act is just like Adam and Eve saying, "I don't believe God and I'm not going to obey Him." Oh, we wouldn't say that out loud, but our actions show what's in our heart. The same merciful God who put within us the reminders of our sin also provided the way of escape from eternal death and punishment in hell. That way is through God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for you, and whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. Right now, won't you turn from your sin and receive Christ as your only Savior? God help you to do it. And now, God bless you until next week.
You've been listening to the Children's Bible Club with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time. We hope you'll join us next week, and be sure to tell your friends to listen too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. You can write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the study books and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, Christian day schools, home schools, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Be sure to write down the call letters of the radio station you're listening to when you write. The address is Aunt Carolyn, Post Office Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572. That's Aunt Carolyn, Post Office Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572. Or you can contact us by email at Children's Bible Club @juno.com.